Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Well, we're in the last segment of a very special edition of Secure Freedom Radio. We are talking with James Simpson, a world-class freelance investigative reporter, a man who has been studying the left closely for quite some time, notably dating back to his years in the Office of Management and Budget, where he got to see some of their shenanigans up close and personal, as they say. Jim is the author most recently of a terrific new book, now out as an ebook, shortly in a print edition at Amazon, entitled The Red-Green Axis, Refugees, Immigration, and the Agenda to Erase America. And Jim, we were talking about this Welcoming New Americans initiative. It sounds like a classic leftist thing to rebrand these these aliens as new Americans. Talk a bit about the scope of this and how it ties in with kind of a cottage industry that's developed to promote and deploy these people all over the country.
You know, it's very distributed. If you looked at any one organization, you would think, oh, that's kind of, rinky-dink. But the fact of the matter is it's huge. Like, for example, Welcoming America has 18 statewide affiliates and 52 city partners in 33 states in the Washington, D.C. And there's also a Welcoming Refugees subsidiary. And they're small, but they piggyback on small nonprofits that have existed for a while. For example, in Utah, there's something called Communities United. They only get like $300,000 a year, and they have a staff of, a paid staff of like four or five. However, they get help from Welcoming America's central office, the ACLU, the National Council of La Raza, United Way, AARP, American Express, March of Dimes. They get VISTA and AmeriCorps staff. They get help from Planned Parenthood, Univision, the Utah Department of Health, volunteers from the local universities. They even got a grant from the EPA in 2012. And so, you know,
your tax dollars at work, in other words.
Exactly.
Talk as well about your tax dollars being at work in paying by the head for the placement of these refugees through these nine major contractors. Who are these folks, and what do you make of their role in this red-green axis?
There's nine major contractors, six of which are nominally religious. And they together receive from the government about $1 billion a year.
Did you say $1 billion a
year? $1 billion a year.
B as in boy,
yeah.
Oh boy?
Yes, as in oil boy, yes. In fact, last year, when you include the unaccompanied alien children, for which there were two other major resettlement organizations, there was $1.3 billion spent by the government strictly in resettlement. And that's not the entire story. There's also special grants to states, which in 2014 was $374 million. And that doesn't include any of the welfare costs. And as I said, the welfare costs, when you add in the unaccompanied alien children, is another $10 billion. So we're talking well over $10 billion for these people. Now, they resettle, they argue that they're really poor, and because the resettlement cost per head is only about $1,000. It varies by the agency, but it's not that much. But there are so many other programs, so many other sources of income from the government that they just kind of don't manage to mention in that.
Funny how that happens.
Yeah, they somehow building that up to $1 billion.
This is where the guy with the green eye shade of a former OMB budget examiner is really invaluable, Jim Simpson, and I'm so delighted that you've applied your talents to this story. Jim, one other piece of this, which you document at length in your new book, The Red-Green Axis, is the role being played by a number of leftist philanthropies over and above the government funding. There's a lot of money sloshing around that comes out of outfits that we have a lot of reason to be very concerned about in their own right. Talk about that role here.
I couldn't catalog them all in this short monograph. I focused on about 10 of the major ones. Most people don't realize that the Ford Foundation single-handedly basically created the modern immigration agenda. Ford Foundation has net assets of $12.1 billion. They created the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, from which spawned the National Council of La Raza and the Puerto Rico Legal Defense and Education Fund, which gave us Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, the, of course, George Soros' Open Society Foundations. There's not one, there's four, and together they have $4 billion in assets, and he is very aggressively spending money on the immigration issue. There's the Reynolds Aluminum and Reynolds Tobacco. The children, the wealthy, spoiled brat children of those capitalists have created a whole series of foundations like the Bowman Foundation, the Tides Foundation, a number of different wealthy foundations which also support this agenda. And it's all a network of hardcore leftists who know each other and conspire. Some of them are on the boards of, say, for example, the Democracy Alliance. Some of them are with the Center for American Progress. So, you know, it is all this hardcore, elitist, leftist, very, very wealthy group of people who are intent on imposing their will on the United States, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, and as you say in the title of your book, Erasing America, it's almost unimaginable that this is being done and has been now for, well, decades, I guess, with so few of us understanding what's afoot. And there's no question, Jim, in your mind, obviously, and I think in mine either, especially based on your very detailed analysis in the new book, The Red-Green Axis, that this is a purposeful program that has as its central focus really fundamentally transforming the United States, as President Obama put it. We've only got about a minute and a half, Jim. What can we do to try to check what's happening here?
Okay. Well, the immigration refugee resettlement agenda, if you look at it, stand back and look at it, it dilutes American culture. It sucks up welfare resources. It creates chaos, division, racial and ethnic tensions, fiscal stress, unemployment among Americans while these new Americans take their jobs. And it cultivates loyal voters for leftist politicians in order that they can establish their, quote, permanent progressive majority. What we have to do to stand against them is shine the sunlight on what they are doing, because, you know, any time a group of irate citizens shows up at a public meeting where this is being discussed and start asking the agencies to justify what they're doing and why they're planning or how many people they're planning on bringing, they shrink back into the darkness to go somewhere that is more compliant. They don't fight with people. So what we have to do is we have to start fighting everywhere.
Pockets
anytime.
Of resistance, as they call it, Jim. We need more of them for sure, and people can find out how to do that and more at your terrific resource, the Red-Green Axis, Refugees, Immigration, and the Agenda to Erase America. I appreciate you taking a full hour to discuss this incredibly important topic with us, Jim Simpson, and for the work that you put into this important book. Come back to us again very soon. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Affney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.